for the perfect house through our eyes. On April 2nd, at the Graceland retreat, God spoke to us separately to lay down our list and surrender it to Him. He asked us to look for a house to glorify Him. 2 days later, we found a house that wouldn't have met our requirements or expectations. But with our new God-centered perspective, it seemed like it was the right place. We closed in the middle of May. Many told us we had the smoothest closing and fastest process we have ever seen. God opened our eyes and changed our hearts before He blessed us with the place He wanted us to be at. God is with us.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. My name is Julie Lau, and I had surgery a couple of weeks ago. A knowledgeable and skillful doctor used the most advanced technology and equipment, a robot, to assist in doing the surgery at the world-class Stanford Hospital. The surgery and recovery went well. I actually gained some weight afterwards. Everything was under control as planned. A week later, I had headache, and even pain medication didn't help. I found out that my blood pressure was high, which is unusual, since patients in my case usually experience a drop in blood pressure. So I called my surgeon, and he told me to double my dosage, and that should take care of it. My blood pressure was still high, so my husband, Simon, took me to the clinic, where my blood pressure was 185 over 99. They gave me another pill, but it kept on rising. They started to check my vision and reflexes, because it looked like that I either had a stroke or was about to have one. They couldn't give me any more medicine because my heart rate was low. Now what? The medicine didn't work, the doctor could do nothing, and my blood pressure kept going up. I felt so helpless. Who could help me? And what should I do? I told Simon I was very frightened, not of death, but that a stroke might paralyze me for the rest of my life. I asked Simon to pray with me. He held my hands and we prayed together for the very first time. Then they sent me to the emergency room, where I was admitted with a blood pressure of 203 over 113. They checked my heart immediately and put me on a monitor for my blood pressure. I laid in bed and continued praying, but I wasn't frightened anymore. I trust Him, and I knew He was with me. Amazingly, my blood pressure dropped to 135 over 75, and they sent us home. I have two Bible verses to share with you. Matthew 21, verse 22. Whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Matthew 18, verse 19. Again, I said to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Don't be frightened. Trust in Him. God is always with us.
October 16th of this year, along with 15 other young adults from this church. We gathered under one roof to live together, to practice what it looked like to be in genuine community and fellowship. We sow into our workplaces, we sow into our classrooms, but we learned how to serve each other as we live together, as well as to serve other people who are outside of this group. On October 17th, God took away my job. Under normal circumstances, I would have been bitter, very angry. I would have isolated myself and just retreated from all the loved ones, my family, everybody who cared about me, because that's just how I deal with things. But out of God's foreknowledge and His goodness, He wouldn't let me do that. Instead, He brought alongside me brothers and sisters who cared about me, who were ready to support me, to counsel me, to get me through this difficult and challenging time. Out of His goodness, display that His ways are better than my ways, and that His plans are far greater than my ways.